So it's not just that the job consumes our time, aka our lives, that it disallows full engagement, participation in shaping the civicry, the public space, the commons, perhaps even more disabling of spirit, debilitating to the full development of our gifts, is that it conditions us to accept the corporate we. But this is just two ways of saying the same thing. A consumed life cannot become an individuality. All walls of power's echo chamber reinforce that this is how it must be. We must be sacrificial lambs for the sake of this so-called greater good called the polity. The polity, the state. We the people, have to start creating the definitions that determine our possibilities, as we are creatures of illusion until we reunite with our earth and become authentic beings again. So as we are underclass creatures of illusion, we must make our own definitions instead of adjusting to the ones power has designed for us. Once we see that happiness is self-creation, we realize the state can never provide it simply because it is trying to design us. An individualistic altruism in not being subserved to any tribalism is also not subserved to any patriotism, to any state, to rule, which means rule must end if we are to have our happiness again. This is not just where logic leads. This is what our bodies want to do, i.e. bend to our earth truth.